Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I hope you guys all took a deep breath because it's been such a long emotional journey. It was a long journey back to Halifax, and Miss Lister finally gets to walk off into the sunset, but we still have a very big looming lie. We're going to talk about it all right now here on AfterBuzz on the Gentleman Jack After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey,
I still don't know what to do.
We should have had choreography.
We should have the walk.
Oh, and Mr.
The walk.
And Mr. Walk.
What's up, bro?
But yes, yes. How are y'all doing? We hope that you are emotionally sound right now because there's a lot that happened in this episode. I am so excited. We are talking about season one, episode 8. Are you still talking? Because I'm still talking. I'm going to be talking about this episode for a very, very long time. I'm Jackie Ray. I'm your host. And let me introduce my very... Look at us. They're all of us are here.
I had to take a second.
Yes, she's back. All the way over there to my far left is the beautiful lady in green, the polka dots, Miss Raven French. How
Hello.
You doing?
Good, good, good.
All right. And then, of course, look at that beautiful, innocent smile. Miss Deshauna,
thank you so much. Hey, I missed you guys. I'm glad to be back, and this was the episode to make it back on.
Right? Mm. And the new dad!
Jackie, you are crazy.
Wait, tell us the baby's name again.
Slater.
Ooh, I love that.
Such a, like, cool. A strong name.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Raven, tell me your overall thought.
In the words of Miss Lister. Good Lord. Look, I'm just going to tell you guys my takeaways from this episode, okay? 1, take the risk. 2, be true to you. 3, love is love.
Aww,
love is love.
That yay. Is so wonderful. I love Thank those you. Takeaways, and I would have to agree with all of that. My overall thoughts were, we finally got what we wanted. You guys know I've been shipping the ends since day one, and I finally got what I wanted. And I also got to see Anne get a little bit hot. She got crazy with that doctor. She got buck wild on him, and that really did excite me.
Yeah. So we're gonna talk about that.
I had a good time. Mm-hmm.
Joshua, what about you?
My overall thought: giving birth doesn't rid one of demons.
Might give you some extras.
Preach.
I wasn't going to say it because
I'm a mother.
Right? So we're going to talk about all those things. Plus, we have hella facts, we have some news and gossip, and we have my favorite hella class
that's
with
right.
some fashion segment, because you know that's one of my favorite. So let's start off top. Off top, she's in the carriage with a new girl and that giant thermometer that we forgot to mention last week.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Sorry about that giant thermometer. I don't know how we missed it. It's humongous.
Yeah.
But so she's in the carriage with this new woman. Now, did you think that she was about to fall into old habits? Joshua, did you think she was going to be like going, oh, okay.
No, I didn't, because Sophie is very young.
Nope,
so I think that Lister was going to protect her and like, look, you're not ready for this. I'm a grown woman.
Oh, you're not ready for this.
The laugh she did was so funny, though. It was like such a guy, to me, like a guy masculine thing for her. She's like, well, I saw you looking at me. She's like, I saw you looking at me, too.
Like,
and
right?
She's like, did you leave a man or a woman, perhaps? And she's like, that laugh was like, baby, you tempted me to take care of what I know how to do. But she's like, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to just avoid this and just... keep it cool.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
Right.
Raven, what did you think about that?
I did think it for a split second.
Mm-hmm.
I did too. But in character, she likes to be the chaser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, okay. She's flattered, but, you know, that kind of personality is like, whatever.
Now, what did you think about it when Sophie just came at her straight and was like, I think you're running from something. I think you're running from heartbreak.
Mm-hmm. I wrote down that... this actually recurred a couple times that they told her she's running from heartbreak or you're brokenhearted. And I said that she came out there to Copenhagen to get those messages, to show that she is wearing her heart on her sleeve, and that no matter, like she said, no matter how many times you try to get rid of Miss Walker's thoughts and face and love, you can't. You cannot run from it. You have to face it to get through it.
Very true. Very true. And she's not been doing a good job of facing these things. So I definitely love the youngin'. Right. The millennial of the time. No, like, you need to get your life. Yes. Like, I really did appreciate that. But here's the thing. Miss Lister's on this. She is running from heartbreak. I think we can all agree on that. And she's doing this, you know, there was one part where Joshua was like, you know, okay, I see you big balling. Because she's doing this very lavish trip.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Mr. Washington is left to try to sink this pit.
Right.
Where's she getting the money from this trip? And why ain't the money from this trip going to the pit?
So I think the money from the trip is money that's her money. And I think that she borrowed money to sink the pit so that she could go on this trip because she didn't have enough for both.
If you don't have enough for both, as my mama would say, then you don't have enough for either.
Uh-oh.
That's what my mama would say.
Dropping gems, you guys. All right. That's a mama gem.
Right.
All right, yo. Mama J-Ray.
Raven, did that pop in anyone else's mind? She doing all this travel?
It did not. But I agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just her regular money and that she borrowed the full amount against the home and... to do the to sink the pit.
Well, when you're running away from heartbreak, you will do whatever. You will scrap your last pennies up. You will be like, about that time that you told me that you would fly me out here, it's time to just cash in on that. And I feel like for her flying out there on that carriage, she's like, get me away from all of this. I'm willing to put my very last to it.
Yeah.
Well, while she doing all this traveling and staying in the Hotel Royale, Miss Walker standing out there in the middle of a grassy knoll. I had to say grassy knoll, y'all. in the middle of a grassy knoll in tears.
Doing nothing. Hours.
And that was the creepiest. I watch a lot of Paranormal Activities type thing. I'm like, oh, y'all, somebody go get Miss Walker. From standing in this room. It's creepy.
She's not
go
okay.
Go get her. She's definitely not okay. And her sister has written letters to Miss Walker's sister to let her know, you know, like, hey, her sister's written letters to Miss Lister saying that she's not okay. What did you think when you first heard that her sister was writing letters to Miss Lister? Joshua, were you surprised by that?
Oh, no, I was.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, okay. I definitely was. I didn't see that dynamic starting to take place, so I was a little bit taken aback from it.
I'm thankful for it. I feel like everybody who meets our dear Miss Lister falls underneath her charm, and her sincerity and authenticity shines through all of her interactions. So that's the perfect thing. I wish Captain Sutherland would have written her and been open-minded, because he would have been able to see the affection that she had for Anne and the expertise. Like, she just was a little bit more knowledgeable about what should be done.
That type of personality, it's going to be one or the other.
That's true.
You either are just a hater, or you just really love her.
That's true.
Yeah. But I don't think the brother-in-law could be open-minded about it, because he has an ulterior motive. He wants her to marry his broke relative.
He's penniless, as they
penniless.
Say.
Yes. And wretched. He's a wretched, wretched man.
I think penniless is less than broke.
Yeah, that is less than broke.
Oh, yeah. You can be broke and still have, like, not need to get married to somebody.
Yeah, you know, you can have $100 and be broke, but penniless is nothing.
You got nothing.
Yes.
Okay. And you're trying to trick somebody, too.
Oh, God.
So now we're in Copenhagen. This is one of my favorite moments in the episode. We're in Copenhagen, and she's going to be presented to court.
Oh, God.
Now, when I heard that, now, before she's even presented in court, I said those exact words. I said, oh, God.
Yes.
This is going to be absolutely dreadful. What did you think, Raven, when you...
When she was presented?
Not when she was. Oh. When you knew that it was coming.
I feel like she can handle herself.
Okay.
So I just thought it would be a good moment.
Yeah.
Because I want to see what she's going to do to... You know, to take care of herself. I feel like she comes out on top. We saw her get beat up. We saw her. She just finds a way to own the moment of everything.
That's true.
So I'm excited to see, like, okay, what's she about to do? How's
she going to wriggle her way out of it?
Right.
I agree. And to add on, she actually, I think, because of all of her adversity and because of all of the things, like, a lot of people were not flexing their muscles like that. They were not getting into these altercations, and she was able to make it through. So, yeah, I'm like you. I think she'll always shine.
Now,
yeah,
she finds a way to make it through.
She does. Something.
Yeah, she's an overcomer.
She's our Shiro.
Yeah. She does. But she's also looking for an apartment. And I know she's supposed to stay until spring or whatever. But again, you trying to do... Raven and I know this because we be talking about starting our own business all the time. That conversation also comes with, well, dang, I might not be able to do this. I might not. I have to pay this credit card off. I have to do this. You run around here like, oh, yes, I've also found an apartment that'll quite do for me quite nicely. Will it, though?
So do you think she's being irresponsible with her spending?
Did you pick up on it?
Okay.
All right. But is that attributed to her heartbreak? Is she being reckless? Is she being affected by the heartbreak? I think for so many times she's been through this and she's been able to kind of just like get back in line and be like, okay, I do things the right way all the time. But right now, everything is falling apart for her, including her love life. And she is just not really up to putting it back together.
Well, I wrote something down when you're just talking about, I wrote something down I feel is related to that. I put that she seems to be a high functioning depressive.
Oh, okay.
Because she's so, there are different forms of it, but her form is to run away and to stay busy. You know, she's walking in. She's just so enamored with everything that comes in her way. She went to meet the queen. So I think she's a high functioning depressant at this time.
Yeah. Well, and at some point you're going to crash.
Yeah. That's true. Chat, let us know what you think. Joshua is all over the chat right now. So,
yes.
And I just want to real quickly, my phone is not working, y'all. Don't judge me. I'm still on the 6. But there was somebody who put a comment in. Shauna let me know about it, and I cannot find it. But somebody, I've been begging for like a montage of a walk. And one of you guys in the chat actually made it.
Put it up on
YouTube. It is fantastic. And I didn't shout you out. And look, it says tap to retry right now. It's been saying it the whole time, so I can't even pull it up. But if you're in the chat right now, please, 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 say something right now so Joshua and I can shout you out. And and all of you guys in the chat, we're going to get to a lot of your comments coming up. Really quick, though, let's talk about the auntie is getting ill.
Oh.
Now, that moment, did you think that she was dying when sister and the doctor is in there with her and she's reading the letter from Miss Lister?
No.
Okay, did not.
I didn't think she... Okay, so this is what I thought. I thought that she did have an issue, which we know gangrene is, you know, that's not benign, because that's how soldiers died back in the day. But I didn't think it was... I didn't think it warranted them telling Ms. Lister so she could come back.
I don't think it did.
We're like,
right. I mean, Marion was crying. I mean, she was shaking reading the letter.
And like, everything was like... But Marion has shown herself to be dramatic...
Yeah, but it was the doctor that said.
The stupid doctor.
The gossipy doctor.
But he's still a doctor.
Yes.
Okay.
And it is one of those things where it can go either way. And the other way, if they had not told her and she died.
You're right.
Woo!
You're right.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine that?
Better to have told her and not needed to than have needed to and not done it. You're right. I agree.
Put him in the writing room. That's what the doctor should have said.
Yeah, and that probably would have been, you know, I still think it would have sparked a sense of urgency in her because she loves her auntie.
Yes, she does.
I think it would have still sparked a sense of urgency with her. But she, to her point, like, 15 days in the same jacket. And I said that when she was on that boat. I'm like, I wonder if it smells in there. Because they can't have a place to shower. She's sleeping in her own gear. That's got to be horrid.
Now,
ratchet.
We do have someone who did confirm Broadway Baby 6 said that he or she thinks that Anne was a high-functioning depressive. Now, we still are waiting on the person who made the video, however.
Yes, we're still waiting for you. And while we're waiting on you, let me just let you guys know right now that we absolutely, positively love all things AfterBuzz, including Gentleman Jack. So for those of you guys who are in the chat right now, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to this video, hit that notification bell, because we got all kinds of things going on here on AfterBuzz, so you want to get all of them. If you're listening to the podcast, give us 5 stars. Because only 5 will do. Now, if you're listening to the podcast, make sure you venture over to YouTube, because you're missing out on some of the mannerisms and the funny faces that Josh is making right now. It's very important that you come see us, because we want to chat with you. We want to get in the chat with you. We do a pretty good job of chatting back with you, because we are the ESPN of TV Talk. And when I tell you that we love it here, we do love it here. But we need your help to continue to do what we're doing. So make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend. Keep commenting with us, because right here on AfterBuzz, we love you guys so, so very much. So remember that. Ding!
All right.
Okay, so now Dad reads his letter that he gets from Miss Lister. And he's understanding. Well, let me, not Dad. Mr. Washington reads it to Dad.
Right.
And basically says, hey, so, you know, about that pit. And said, you know, if we might need some more money, we might need to call on you. Are you cool with that? And Dad's like, well, where'd she get the first money?
Yes.
Right.
What'd you think about that scene?
He was like, in what instance would you not need to call on me?
That's what he said. Like, give me an example.
Because he already knew. Like, basically, this money is gone.
Right.
You know, and he was not happy about it. I mean, that part right there didn't really stick out that much to me because I already knew he was going to be mad and Anne was going to be just fine.
Yep.
She comes out of every situation, so yeah. I'm
Did
not
Did you know
worried.
He was going to figure it out immediately? About the deed?
I feel like Anne got it from somewhere, you know. Mm-hmm.
So there's only, in that time, it's got to be limited places where you can get that kind of money
That's
from.
That's true.
Right? So,
yeah, like only two or three people may have money like that, and then people know who has that type of money.
Right,
you know? Right. And then, right. And then him being a man, too, it's not that, I don't believe it was that difficult for him to get the information.
Right. Right.
You go ask a question, and you're right. They just give you the information.
Now, you guys, I'm just going to share a little bit about myself. I have a breakup ritual. So I do a lot of scrapbooking. Like, if I'm in love, you'll see pictures on the wall. I have a little photo album, Aww. Not just in my phone. Like, I like to physically touch stuff.
Okay.
So one of the things that I do when it's over is I burn the pictures.
Oh, so
in this case, burn the drawing.
Yeah, I was like, when she burned the drawing, I was like, yeah, girl, that's right. You. That's that ritual. Get it out your system.
Is that anger or is that you moving on?
It's you moving on.
Okay,
it's a cleansing.
Okay.
It's a cleansing. Okay. Like, this is over. It's in the past. Ashes to ashes.
Dust to dust, baby. Well, I chimed in right after that and said, that's a lie because I have done that as well. Burn pictures and then be trying to catch it out of the fire. And
Oh, girl.
Or like, and I'm blowing my fingers because it's like, I'm trying to get it out of the fire. Aww. Or like, erase their phone number, but you know it by heart. So it's like, okay, I erased it. But if you call me a couple times, I might have to answer this call.
That's why you erase it and block it. But block it first, then erase it.
Right. See, well, my phone lets me know when I receive a block call and I still get the same feelings as if you called me. So the point being, all of that is good, but as we can see with Miss Walker, she was no closer to being over Miss Lister than Miss Lister is to being over her. They in love, y'all.
Yeah.
They love each other.
Now, let me backtrack to the last episode because we saw something at the end that didn't register with me. I literally thought when she broke that glass in her hand that's what caused...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize until she basically confessed that to Miss Lister that she actually... Wow. Slit her. Did you pick up on that?
I did not either.
At the very end,
she said that she was like, oh, I just got so lost. She's like, I got so lost and alone.
So after then she finished or thought she was...
Maybe the bottle breaking was the sign that she felt she needed. Like, this is here in my hand now and I'm just going to take my own. And it just goes to show how deep into the mental illness that she really was.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down something that the Sophia Randall, the actual actress who plays her, I want to...
Girl,
I got lots of papers,
y'all. This is for
I
y'all
got three, four papers.
Listening to on this podcast, this is why you need to go to the YouTube, because Shauna got like a little mini Bible.
I have three or four papers. But basically, Sophia Rundle, the actress who plays Miss Walker, said that it was something really beautiful in bringing Miss Walker back to life and keeping her memory alive. Because, you know, in 1854, she was actually declared insane and later died in her childhood home. So in this instance and in this show, she's able to actually let her live a little more than she even really did, get her story told.
So now she is going to be presented to court, and I just love the way she told the story about her curtsying to the wrong wrong person. Because in her defense, though, because when I think of a queen, I think, you know, and which is weird because now we have like literally younger queens now, but in more that ways than one. We're not that far from West Hollywood. Hint, hint.
But
happy Pride Month, y'all. But I would have curtsied to the same person. There's no way I would have curtsied to that other lady.
So young looking.
Yeah, I would not have done it.
Yeah. We would have all
been right behind Anne, like, hey!
So let me ask you something. Should the lady who wasn't the queen, should she have been offended? Anne thought she was the queen?
Did she seem offended?
No, she seemed questionable. Like,
you don't know no better.
Like, shouty. She's queen.
But I think it's because I think when you're in when you live in polite society at that time, like, you're just expected to know these types of things.
Okay.
And Anne doesn't really, she has polite society friends.
Yeah.
But she doesn't move mm-hmm. in polite society. You
not
know
at
I mean?
All.
So I think for her, she's like, hey, look at the old lady, curtsy.
Well, the way I saw it was when the lady turned around was that she saw Anne, which is a peculiar sight for a lot of those people.
Mm-hmm.
They are all in the castle, so they are dressing with their nicest and finest gowns.
Yeah, puffy sleeves.
And here she coming mm-hmm. in with her black attire with her coat and her
best.
You know, her swag. Let's just mm-hmm. say that. Mm-hmm. The swag itself isn't outfit, okay? When she walks in, you notice it, and
right.
you could tell. I almost thought the queen was flirting with her, y'all.
I did too.
Okay, well,
I didn't know. I was like, ooh, okay, Queenie, what are you doing?
But then she was like there for her, like, to offer moral support, and then also another messenger to say, you're brokenhearted.
You're running, girl. You're running. Yeah.
But then I also found a peculiar Miss Lister's, like, story of, oh, I've been wearing black for 17 years because, you know, a woman that I was engaged to married someone else. Well, she didn't say woman, but she says a person I was engaged to married someone else.
Which is a telltale sign that it's a woman in that day and age.
It's oh. It's a telltale sign now when people say, oh, my partner, instead of...
That's true.
You yeah. know what I mean? It's a tell. It's
it
all.
Lets you know how deep she loves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then she said, oh, but it keeps happening to me.
And well, then, look, that means you're the common denominator.
Exactly. I've been
saying that. Okay.
I say that all the
you
time.
You have been saying it, Miss J. Ray, the fanatic. You've been saying it.
Yes, 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 yes.
The queen's heart went out to her, though, because, you know, she felt like, you know what? Don't you think it's about time you get over this now?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, dressing like this. And she's like, I can see that any color will look good on you.
Right.
Mm. Was she throwing a little?
That was a flirt. That was macking.
That was a flirt.
Like, what a dude,
mack attack.
Queen style. Yeah. She said, "I hope you can make it to my birthday."
Club. Yes, let me put this. And you must wear white.
Oh Lord, I love
oh,
that.
Oh my goodness, and when jacket. She wore the white.
I need you to describe the entry in the white because your reaction was
classic.
She was
killing it. She came in like tomboy on 10. She was like, yo, what's up? What's good? Hey. Bruh, what's happening?
I need to talk to you about some facts.
Just put in the sack. And I was like,
that had me so.
She kept pulling at those little hairs.
Like, it so reminded me of like when we go out, I'll be across the club and I see like, hey! Like, just so
all your classes,
right? Yeah, just not no polite society at all. And when she was ready to dance, she was ready to dance.
I was shocked by that moment.
Were you?
What was the meaning behind that? Was she trying
it was
to prove
right
a point?
After the lady came up to her and asked her, "Oh, how's your friend that was not well in town?"
Right.
And she's just like got all sad, and then she was just like,
"Okay,
I know what to do. To
I'm gonna lift myself up."
A lady.
Okay.
I was just, while I understood her motives and while deep down inside I'd have probably done the same thing, you know, because I'm sad, let me get hype. I was surprised at how just she just snatched her girl was like, who am I going to dance with?
With me, girl.
Right. And then the way she was dancing, like, she definitely was the male lead. She was the lead in that situation. And people just stopped and looked like, should we? Say
should
something?
We do
right.
something?
Like, that's why I was shocked. Like, is this going to be okay? Like,
right.
A lot of people in the chat agree.
This? Yeah.
That Anne was, like, Anne had that strut. She grabbed up the girl. She was brave to dance with the woman in public.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they all feel
trying
the same
to get
way.
Her swag back.
It's crazy how sometimes a little bit of trauma will push you into doing some legendary things because that was probably, like, really peculiar to see two women dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
She handled it like a champ. She's like, okay, this is what we know.
Right.
Because it was, well, I can't say this. It was a friendly dance.
It definitely was.
It was nothing romantic about it. It was more platonic. And if you had seen that in that day and age, it just seems like two jovial
friends.
Ladies, just having a good time.
Right. And Anne was extra charming on this trip. Like, I wrote down, Anne is throwing that charm on, honey. Mm-hmm. When she was wearing that dress at the dinner table, she knows how to rub elbows with the rich. For sure.
So now Miss Walker is sitting ever so pitifully in the room with her sister. And she says, do you like being a mom? Mm. And then sister's like, yeah. She's like, no, really. And then her answer, I think, it bothered somebody really bad. Was it you
was
who
it
bothered?
Me? What
really
did she
bad?
Say? What was the response? I don't remember
Well, sister says that she basically describes motherhood as the most dreadful thing on the planet, but says, but I love him. though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I grew up with a good mother. My mother was one of those moms that was a career mother and employee. So mm-hmm. she wanted to do it.
Okay, mm-hmm. so I'm gonna flip this and say, I wonder, not to say that, you know, single moms aren't good moms, but I'm saying I feel like it might be easier to be a really good mom mm-hmm. if you're with a man who's supportive and loves
That's
you.
That's true.
Oh, for yeah. sure.
Because she seems like she's just spitting out kids for a dude that she don't even hardly like.
Right. Yeah, but he's a jerk, though.
Right. Her entire situation is dreadful.
Is bad.
Like yeah. The, yeah. The times, I'm sure women were seen as just kind of like baby-making, home-making.
Well, that sounds mm-hmm. terrible. Mm-hmm. You should have heard my comment last week, but I did clear it up. I was being facetious. Mm-hmm. And there's a saying in the South, we don't mean it seriously. It's you keep your woman barefoot, pregnant, and in the kitchen.
I've heard just it before when I was in school.
Yeah, it's just a saying that, it's just a saying. We don't mean it literally. But I
Well, times have changed. Yeah. I think it was a saying that was actually literal back then.
Yeah, back then, yes.
Now, it's just an old saying that pays kind of like a remembrance to how things were.
Right.
And I think that's what's going on here, where we're looking back and seeing how this woman is not really happy in her marriage, mm-hmm. and she's looking for an outlet, and she finds it in having her sister's back.
Yeah.
Yes, she took that as an empowering moment for herself.
If this was a movie, they would have been like, sit down. Like, you can't bring nobody out. I would have been like, yeah. That was the moment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was.
I was surprised to see that. I mean, I knew that she didn't really want her sister to marry this dude, yes. Andrew, and whatever.
Andrew yeah. Penniless, we call him.
Broke Drew. We knew that, but at the same time, I feel like she has a certain amount of fear mm-hmm. from her husband mm-hmm. that I thought, and I clearly was wrong, but I thought ultimately she was going to push Miss Walker into doing this. Because it would have made her life easier.
Would have taken some distraction.
That's what I thought.
Well, she thought Miss Walker wouldn't go this far.
Right.
So she was pretending to go along with her husband just so he can think she's going along with it.
That's true.
Thinking Miss Walker wouldn't do this. And I was like, oh, she really? Like, girl, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I was like, just, don't this really.
Yeah, I was chilling like, you're doing
too much.
Yeah.
That really surprised me. So she also owns up and tells her sister about the letters, which I thought was a good thing. And then all of a sudden, little Miss Mentally Ill suddenly takes ownership of her mm-hmm. own life.
Yes.
That's empowering on one thing to me, but it's troubling on the other.
Because but it makes
like,
sense for who she is.
Why is it troubling? Because as one of those overly independent people, I just couldn't let anyone have that much power where your whole demeanor affects what I do for myself, what's best for me.
And you're referring to Walker?
Oh, Miss Walker.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah. I see what you're saying, but I mean, think about it. It was 6 weeks ago mm-hmm. that she wrote back, and Miss Lister wrote back in days. Mm-hmm. When you are devastated and you're brokenhearted mm-hmm. and your mental health is already wavering, mm-hmm. like, it's not just that person is sending you into a depression, it's that everything is sending you into a depression. And sometimes it does take that notice and that confirmation that she does love me too. She did mm-hmm, respond. Right. You know what I mean? To normally, be like, you know what? I'm taking this over. I'm doing this now.
Right.
Normally, I would be against this type of behavior as well. But what the two aunts have taught me is they have a different type of love. That's a deep type of sick. We see what happens to her mentally. We see how Miss Lister is without her. That is a deep soul connection. That mm-hmm. is something different. And I feel like if you can handle it, people need people.
Right.
And she's one of those people that need people.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I agree.
And we're not the same, or you're not the same in that way. So normally I would be like, girl, like,
get your life.
Get your own life. Or
right.
something.
Yeah.
But that's her person.
Mm-hmm. So the next thing we see was the scene that troubled both of you guys terribly. It was mm-hmm. the pig.
Oh,
the gutting of the pig. That had a dramatic effect at our table. Just let you know now. But with that, here comes Uncle Ben.
I did not
catch the relation to him and the lie that mom had told.
Right, until the end. Yes.
Yes, and I was like, oh no!
That's the dude.
The writers counted on us forgetting that.
And that's the thing. I thought that was flawless writing because it led back to what we said last week. Like, why are you telling this big lie?
Yeah, and Thomas looked at her kind of like, I ain't going to remember all that. Why can't daddy have just left?
Right.
He tried to switch it up too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, so, listen, it wasn't actually Uncle Ben. Daddy just left.
Right.
Yeah.
We got another Uncle Ben.
And now here's Uncle Ben to say, I can't even write.
Can't write.
I can't even write, so it wasn't me. And the look on dude's face, what?
Yeah. Because now he's staring at Thomas like, this lion wanted and married my daughter.
And the mother was not happy already. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the father was the one trying to encourage her, but now he's like, uh-oh.
Because the mother must know something's up. Like, he's a good guy, but something's up.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they wanted her to marry Rich.
Well, that too.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, because, I mean, they all broke.
Right. I still think at this point, you know, since it's all about having the kids, have a cute baby. Thomas is going to make a cute baby. He is adorable.
And daddy can't come back, so stick to it, Thomas.
Right.
Stick to it. Daddy's gone.
He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. My mom, she's getting about older than age.
Old.
She got to put it all on, mama. Right. Okay, so, but now Miss Lister is back, and she finds that her aunt is much improved.
And she's happy about it, but not that happy about it.
Yo, she was like, let me talk to you for a minute.
Listen.
Meet me back here.
Nobody is going to start telling me. I guess she felt like she endured so much to get there. She's like, no one is going to be telling me she is not fine when she's fine. But I think after a minute, she realized, I'm happy she's fine. Like, I'm actually okay with it. After she hemmed up the doctor.
Woo! Mm-hmm.
She almost fell into him crying. Like, she was an emotional wreck.
She was, right. Mm-hmm. She was in her breakdown moment.
I don't know why they keep trusting this doctor. He's a dingbat.
He is. A dingbat.
I just can't stand him.
I was with his opinion.
Because I thought she was dead.
He did say it could go either way.
He did say that.
He said that.
But he made it seem like it was imperative for her to come back. If you don't come back, you may not see her again the next time you get here, you know.
But it wasn't like they had cell phones to be like, oh, she all right. It's like, you see how they're sitting around waiting, listening intently to the letters.
I mean, she's reading the paper.
Shaking.
You know what I mean?
Dry coughing.
It was the breathing. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was like, COPD-ish.
I was like, she's going to be dead before her Aunt Lister can even book the flight. Or what is it? The boat.
The boat.
Book the boat.
The buggy, the boat, the horse.
Right?
Yes.
All right. So now Miss Lister goes to check on her pit. The pit that is not. It's pitiful. The pit is pitiful.
The pit is pitiful.
And then, you know, she lets out this scream, and then she turns around and sees Miss Walker. It's the final scene of this show. What do you guys think about that?
Wow, that was a powerful moment, Raven.
Yes.
Speak about it, girl.
Okay. Look, I didn't know how much I wanted them to be together. To see that type of despair without each other, and initially the way the show was going, I didn't know if I would be happy with the show, because I'm like, y'all not giving me enough information for this to be the last show. Mm-hmm. This is feeling like a regular, you know, series show right now. Like, what is happening? So I'm okay with the payoff.
Right.
But that was it. Because I wanted to know more about the pit. I wanted to know if she's going to lose the house and all of these things. So I'm like,
well, that's good for another season.
Yes. They can't tell us everything,
right?
You know?
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I feel like with the fact that she made sure. Listen, Miss Lister is not a joke. She said about before they even hugged and everything. She like, look, I got a pit problem. Mm-hmm. I got a little money that, you know. She tried to make sure, like, she took care of her family before she even thought about the love everything else. She was just like, can you help me? And of course, our girl Miss Walker is like, I got money.
Girl.
Right. I got you. I'm in love with you. I love you, and I'm in love with you, and I want to marry you.
Right.
And she finally got to release.
Yes.
And tell someone everything. I like that.
And the part that got me, she said, don't hurt me.
Yeah.
I know. She said, I know I seem stronger than I am, but.
We got a comment in the chat.
Yeah, Broadway Baby 6. Now, look, I know it was good, but come on now.
What'd they say?
Broadway Baby 6 said, the best romantic conclusion I have ever seen in a show or movie.
Yes, Broadway Baby 6.
I don't know now. Listen, Disney done had me tearing up a couple of times.
I wrote one of the greatest love stories ever told. Anne is going to save Shibden, and they're going to get married.
Well, they did. Congratulations.
Broadway Baby, we're on the same page.
Yeah, congratulations on that sneak attack wedding. I like the sneak attack wedding.
Yes.
But before we go, I do want to talk about, like, the little hand.
The little hand.
Let's get Raven as our girl on the scene. She's going to give us some hella facts.
Okay.
Oh, look.
He rang it twice, girl.
All right. Okay, you see the picture. Jackie, this is for you.
Okay, yay.
Okay, in the middle, we know who that is. That is Gentleman Jack herself.
Yes.
On the left is Heidi, on the right is Belinda, and they are part of a folk group that 8 years ago, I believe, wrote the song.
Ooh,
and so they wrote it not knowing, they wrote it because they read
the book
in 1988. Mm-hmm. They read the 1988 release of the diaries, and they were inspired by that. And then a friend told them, you know, they used to call her Gentleman Jack, and they were like, oh, so they thought that was a cool name, and that's what it became. Then the writer, Sally, went to see them, heard the song, and was like, hey, I'm writing a show, and I would like to use this song. The show is called Shibden Hall. But then the song is called Gentleman Jack, and the show becomes Gentleman Jack.
I love that. another fun fact, Gentleman Jack used to be a derogatory term, but they turned it around.
Yep.
And Lister and Sally Wainwright. So
yes.
I love it. Take back the term.
Yes. All right, so are we going to get to our news and gossip now?
Oh, yes, baby, I got quite a bit.
Okay, you got
to... Okay, I'm going to keep it short. Hey, guys, I'm back with the news and gossip for our finale, our last episode, and I have quite a few things to tell you, but I'm keep it brief. According to a few online pubs like Bustle and Variety, Gentleman Jack is BBC's most watched new drama. Woo-woo! 5.1 million average overnight viewers. Are you guys kidding me? I will say that the HBO watchers need to step it up a little bit because BBC is, like, totally killing in the ratings. But don't worry, because it'll be back for season two in about 2020, between 2020 and 2025 or so, because according to BBC shows, they usually don't come back for about a year or four. Luther, right? Mm-hmm. You guys get it.
Yeah.
I mean, we won't be seeing it soon, but we will be back for a season two in at least 2020, so let's just keep tweeting about it. Exclusive, though, we have a lot to be looking forward to because our very own Miss Lister, Saran Jones, told NPR, we are getting pieces of information we've never seen before. Mm. So this is going to be new stuff from Ann Lister that has not been really released that they're kind of keeping under wraps. So yay us. Last but not least, Gentleman Jack has boosted Shibden Hall visits by 700%. Guess what? People from the U.S. are flying out there to Shibden Hall to see the very own... Like the throne where Ann Lister was at.
So if I were there.
Me too. So congratulations to Shibden Hall, and I love this show. I'm so thankful. That's news and gossip.
Yay! All right.
You ready?
I'm ready for the heliclad.
Let's get it. Where we going first? Come on, Josh, hit me with it.
Hit me one time.
All right, so y'all see the Rawsons here.
Yep.
Okay, so what we're going to talk about is the waist coat and the tail coat.
Okay.
So the tail coat are the coats that you see that are high in the front and long in the back. And the gentlemen who wore those were usually of the upper echelon. Mm. And they would wear them. The ones who wore the velvet during the day were the ones with the real money. Mm. Whereas the other ones would wear them towards the nighttime because they didn't have a lot of money. So those were their dress up clothes. Mm. Here you see what's called the Hessian boot. It was a boot that was worn in the German military first, and then it was adopted by high fashion, high ranking individuals in the modern world. Mm-hmm. So it was basically a way to say that they had served in the military before, but now they got money.
Gotcha. Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Now
the Heschel?
The Hessian boots.
Hessian boots.
All right. Now, if you look at these two pictures,
so dapper.
So one is called a cravat, which is French for tie, and one is an ascot. Mm-hmm. The purple one is an ascot. That's the one on the left. It's worn to dress up your casual clothes. So you see a lot of men wearing these during the day at tea times. You see the cravat on the right is worn in the evening times when they're going to parties. The same thing. The richer guys wore the cravats. And in the daytime, they wore the ascots to dress up the clothing. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay. Very
and
nice.
Our very last picture is this is a French model, okay, of the 1800s. This type of dress is called an empire waist dress. And the women wore these dresses over in Paris. It was a French look. So it's relevant because, remember, Lister said she spent a lot of time over in Paris. Mm-hmm. So it's believable that Walker would adopt this type of look after they have become one. Mm-hmm. Because that's where she hung out a lot. Oh, so that's why I want to show you that one.
That is beautiful and kind of like sexy a little bit. Oh, yeah. I like that.
Oh, yeah. I love empire waist now.
I love that the models.
Somebody get me an empire waist dress. Mm-hmm.
The models back in the day was eating. Do you see that?
Yeah.
That was a sign of wealth.
We love
that.
I like plus size anyway.
Yes, you do.
So, you know, by the size 18 back then, she was rich.
Oh, bread and cheese and all the good things.
So I'm trying to
be the healthiest, but rich.
They didn't have the fluoride
for the teeth yet. They didn't have fluoride for the teeth going yet, so we don't know how she smiled, but we like her curves.
Yes, right? We love the curves.
All right, so our predictions would be far, 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 far away. But can we get into some AfterBuzz predictions right now?
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Shauna, you start us off.
Okay, so obviously I'm going to start with the ships. I believe that Eugenie is pregnant with the... I don't know if she's pregnant with the groomsman's baby, but she's throwing up, so that girl just can't stop being pregnant.
She could be car sick.
She's preggers. And yes. On top of that, I say that obviously the Anns are going to, you know, live together, and this is going to be something new. I think that people are going to make a spectacle out of them, and they're going to have to deal with some emotional things there, but they'll have each other. And Shipton Hall, I would just say I think Marion is going to finally take her space and be like, you're gone, okay? Even though you're here, you're married, let me get me a man and let me start taking over this house. Because I think Marion deserves to step up a little bit. I like her now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. With this big, they're going to be the power couple now. Because she has power just with her money and things like that. And Lister has power just in how she carries herself. She's not poor or anything like that, but just the power of who she is. So seeing them two work together, look forward to that. Can't predict what it'll be like. I'm sure it'll be ups and downs just because of the mental condition.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I look forward to seeing what that looks like. But I look forward to also seeing her get her due from them stealing the coal.
Yes.
Mm. So that's going to take place, and she's going to be ruthless because now she got a lady too.
Well, first I want to shout out to C. Rodriguez. Yes, you do see the pointer ring on these haters.
Yeah.
I did do that as part of the wardrobe from, you know, the Listers. Okay, so now my prediction. I think that Walker and Lister's collaboration now is going to draw a lot of attention in a negative way. Mm-hmm. Where Lister is going to have to protect Shipman Hall from a lot of people. Rawson being one of them, but some other people as well. Mm. And then I think Mr. Washington is going to tap all up into Thomas. I think it's going to get real. Yes.
See, that's kind of where my prediction goes. I feel like something's going to happen between Mr. Washington and Thomas. However, I do think that Mr. Washington's going to end up understanding that Thomas' dad was a twat. And he's going to end up probably covering for him and saying, hey, watch this lie. So I think it's going to be great if we ever get it. I don't know how long.
2020 to 2025.
That's a long space. But thank you guys so much for staying with us on this journey. Yes. It was 8 episodes. It could have been 10. I would appreciate a 10. But we did good with 8. Raven, tell everybody where they can find you.
Everybody, find me Raven with an I, R-A-I-V-E-N, Raven French, to find out what show I'll be doing next. I'm on all social media with that name.
Deshauna O.
Yes. I am Deshauna O, D-S-H-A-W-N-A-O on Twitter. And you can catch me starting tomorrow on a new a second season of FX show Pose. If you haven't seen it or heard about it, get to it immediately.
Well, I am Joshua Wright, yours truly, Cleverly Clad.
That's right.
And you will be able to find me and hopefully Miss J. Ray the Fanatic on Luther Sundays at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. That's when we'll be doing Luther. So I'm Cleverly Clad, all social media. I'm still working on getting my Twitter together. I'm not really with it. All right, Jackie, it's on you.
Well, in honor of Joshua, I just want to say Happy Father's Day and Happy Father's Day to you guys all coming up this Sunday. I'm your girl, Jackie Ray. You can follow me on all things social media at JRayTheFanatic. Make sure you come back to AfterBuzz TV, whatever show you want to see. I promise you we got it here. And from all of us here at Gentleman Jack, thank you guys so much for staying with us. And we will buzz you later.
Buzz you later. Bye, fifth panelists.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.